prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and this is you're listening to Financial Survival, the 29th day of 2023, December. This will be the last broadcast done with Financial Survival till next year. And I don't know what next year holds. I'm not that kind of prophet, but I can tell you, according to Scripture, what's happening in the world today, it ain't going to get no better. I wish I could say differently, but I can't. And I don't want to dwell on the negative all the time, but it's not going to get any better, folks. 2024 is going to be, we're going to see chaos like we never saw in this country, at least since the war between the states. And I don't know exactly what or when or how, but it's going to be a rough year, okay? But anyway, welcome to today's program. Glad you're with us. Melody decided to take the rest of the year off. So anyway, she'll back with us Monday, hopefully, and I'll be with her on Monday, of course. But we'll get started today, as always, on metals and markets. Metals, gold down 80 cents to 2064.40. Silver down 18 cents, 2380. Platinum down 14 bucks to 990. Palladium is down 34 bucks to 1,086. So metals are all down, but gold and silver only slightly. All the U.S. markets were down slightly. Dow down 40 to 37,563. NASDAQ was down 118 to 14,976. S&P down 13 to 4,770. FTSE down 15.15% to 19,689. DAX was up 0.30% to 16,751. Nikkei was down 0.22% to 33,464. Hang Seng was also down 0.23% to 17,047. Oil was down 31 cents to 71.46. 10-year yield was up 0.016 to 3.866. USDX was up 0.05 to 101.28. USDX is still not nearly what it was just a couple months ago, but it is what it is, and we'll see what comes out of that. Now, a lot of news cover day. A lot of news cover day, and I'm not real sure I'll get all I can done on this, folks, but I want you to know that I try to share the news that I think is important. It's going to really affect what's going to happen in this country in the very near future. And this is news that isn't necessarily financial news, but it's very important news nonetheless. You already know that Colorado has taken Trump off the primary ballot on the Republican Party. Well, Maine just did the same thing. Maine's top election official rules Trump ineligible for 2024 primary ballot. Maine's top election official ruled Thursday that Donald Trump is constitutionally ineligible to appear on the state's primary ballot next year, fueling a national effort to disqualify former president over his attempts to overturn the 2020 election. The decision by Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bellows, a Democrat, follows a bombshell Colorado Supreme Court ruling last week that concluded the 14th Amendment to the Constitution prohibits Trump from serving in office again because of his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. However, Bellows' office said her decision would not be enforced until the courts weigh in, given the compressed time frame, the novel constitutional questions involved, the importance of the case, and the pending ballot preparations for deadlines. I do believe if this gets to the Supreme Court, I'm sure it will in a very short time span, and it has to, it'll be overturned. I do believe that. That's the only thing that's going to stick. But we'll see. And again, that's just leading to more chaos, confusion, frustration, aggravation, and anger. Anger is a key word, folks, in a nation that's going to into hell, almost literally, with all the moral corruption in the country, all the perversion, all the sickness in the nation as far as sin sickness. Anger plays a key role. Again, prepare yourself. 2024, I think, is going to be a really tumultuous year. Mayors of Democratic cities demand Biden give them more money for illegal aliens. Several far-left mayors of major cities in the United States have formed a coalition to demand that the Biden administration provide them with even more federal funding to deal with the flood of third-world illegal aliens pouring into the cities. You know, folks, I keep saying this. I can't feel sorry for those mayors. These are sanctuary cities. Maybe I feel sorry for the citizens, especially those who realize this was a wrong move to be a sanctuary city, but I don't feel sorry for these leaders at all. These mayors have got what they asked for. Just shut up and bear the brunt of it. Reported by the Breitbart, the mayors of New York City, Chicago, and Denver held a meeting and released a joint statement calling for Biden to give more resources to city governments on all three cities, as all three cities and other so-called sanctuary cities continue to deal with illegal influx. We need the federal government to lean in and provide more financial assistance. All of our cities have reached a point where we are either close to capacity or nearly out of room. We expect the surge to intensify in the coming days and weeks, said New York Adams. We're calling for a federal declaration of emergency, financial support, and a national resettlement strategy. As Denver continues to see an increase of newcomers arriving in the city, many of whom are families with children who arrive in the middle of the night in below freezing conditions, it's clear that what the U.S. is currently doing is not working, said Denver Johnson. Well, no doubt. Of course it's not working. But you're part of the problem, Mr. Johnson. Our cities are working shoulder to shoulder to support newcomers, but it's time for the federal government to increase work authorization, create a coordinated entry strategy, and provide more federal dollars to ensure cities can manage this crisis and help newcomers thrive. Across all three cities, there have been over 80,000 illegal alien arrivals since August of 2022. The surge has come from the cities promoting themselves as safe havens for illegals, as well as coordinated efforts by Republican governors and mayors to deliberately send busloads of illegals to such cities, widely viewed as a successful publicity stunt aimed at highlighting the Democrats' hypocrisy over open borders. Well, it is what it is. You asked for it. You got it. Get over it. That's all I can say. And Denver Mayor, migrants will force our sanctuary city to make bigger cuts than we did during recession. During an interview with ABC News on Thursday, Denver Mayor Mike Johnston said that if the sanctuary city doesn't get help from the federal government to deal with the financial impacts of the migrant influx in the city, the budget impact of dealing with migrants will be so large that they'll have to cut the rest of their budget by about 10%, which would be a deeper cut than the cuts they made during the recession in the late 2000s and early 2010s. Johnston said that he doesn't know where he'd make the cuts, but we're having that hard conversation with our departments in the city right now. We'd like to avoid that problem. We think if the federal government can take action on a supplemental budget that President Biden has proposed, that would be $14 billion that could help meet this need. And so we want to avoid having to make those hard trade-offs, and we want the federal government to take action. If they don't, we'll be looking at a $160 million impact. That's 10% of our entire budget. So if you imagine cutting all this, all your city agencies by 10%, and that's what will be historic cuts, larger than we've seen in the recession times of 2009 and 2010 cycle. Folks, America's crumbling from the inside out and the outside in. But it started on the inside. When a nation forgets God, it is turned into hell. When the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Biden's border inflation. Illegal aliens cost each U.S. taxpayer $1,200 in 2023. In 2023, millions of illegal aliens residing in the United States cost every American taxpayer nearly $1,200. In total, taxpayers were billed $150 billion this year to pay for illegal immigration. The cost for legal immigration to taxpayers is summarized in an annual report from the Federal for American Immigration Reform, detailing the baseline burden that illegal aliens have on Americans. Every day, hundreds of millions of dollars of American taxpayer money are spent on costs directly associated with illegal immigration, the FAIR report states. Only a small fraction of these costs is ever recouped from taxes paid by illegal aliens, with the rest falling on the shoulders of American citizens and legal immigrants. You see, the cities want more federal money. Well, guess who pays the federal monies? Someone pays the state monies and the city monies, the taxpayer. The cost estimate, for instance, does not include lower wages, lost jobs, or high housing costs as a result of illegal immigration. This year, the FAIR report suggests each taxpayer billed close to $1,200 to pay for the nation more than 15 million illegal aliens and their U.S.-born children, commonly known as anchor babies. Oh, my. America, America. What happened to America? This is not the country that I was born in many, many years ago at all. Not even close in so many different ways. Banks are closing thousands of branches and retailers are shutting down thousands of stores. And this is by Michael Snyder. I like Michael's articles. He gets right to the point, makes it, and moves on. If the U.S. economy really is in good shape, then why are so many prominent businesses rushing to permanently shut down locations that were once profitable? As you will see below, U.S. banks are closing thousands of branches and U.S. retailers are closing thousands of stores. If a new golden age of prosperity is dead ahead, that wouldn't make any sense at all. Of course, the truth is that most Americans are really struggling in our current economic environment, and conditions are not going to get even worse in 2024. And Michael, I hate to agree with you, but I think you're right. Conditions will get worse in 2024. Bank executives can see what is happening, and so they are feverishly trimming costs. During the first 10 months this year, the banks in the United States closed a total of 2,118 branches. U.S. banks closed 2,118 branch locations between January and the end of October, according to data from S&P Global Market Intelligence. A new report from the Financial Times shows 20 of the world's largest banks slashed 61,905 jobs in 2023. CNN said that Nike is a bellwether for the global economy. And so the fact that the company plans to cut about $2 billion is not a good sign at all. Nike, a bellwether for global economy, sounded a warning Thursday as the sneaker giant sees consumers being more cautious. Nike sliced its revenue outlook for the year and announced cost cuts amid growing concerns that consumers are slowing their spending around the world. The company said that it's looking for as much as $2 billion in cost savings in the next 3 years, which includes laying off employees. But at least Nike's still in business. 2023 was a year of U.S. retailers closed thousands of stores, and a number of well-known chains actually had to file for bankruptcy. 20 major retailers axed 2,847 locations. Repeat that. 20 major retailers axed 2,847 locations between them in 2023, according to Business Insider. This issue has been exacerbated by rampant spats of crime, which have forced many companies to lock up their products. Early this year, Target alone said it was losing as much as $500 million a year at the theft. It's little wonder that the retailers are struggling to cope. Bed Bath & Beyond, Rite Aid, and Party City are among the major changes to have filed for bankruptcy in the last 12 months. Some of you may be thinking that those retailers are hurting because of growth online retail industry. But online retailers are going belly up too. For example, Zulily just announced that it will be permanently going out of business. No, it's not just online. I mean, it's not just brick and mortar. It's online. It's all over. People are not spending as much as they did because they can't afford to. And no amount of government interference or government handouts or government force of minimum pay is going to change anything. It's going to make it worse. It's going to exacerbate the problem to the point that people are going to throw up their hands and pretty much give up. That's why they're begging for the guaranteed monthly incomes, and which will, again, totally destroy what's left of the country. Socialism, communism is what America turned into. It has never lasted. It can never last. It's like a democracy. Democracy is the worst kind of government there is. And I can prove that. I wouldn't say it. Democracy is the worst kind of government that there is. It always consumes itself. Speaking of minimum wage, California new minimum wage is predictably killing food delivery jobs. Repeat that. California's new minimum wage is predictably killing food delivery jobs. A new California law will require that most food service workers get paid at least $20 per hour starting next year. But hundreds of pizza delivery drivers in the Los Angeles area are about to discover Thomas Sowell's famous adage that the true minimum wage is zero. Pizza Hut announced Wednesday they will lay off about 1,200 delivery drivers in Los Angeles, Orange, and Riverside counties, CBS News reported. Pizza Hut franchises are outsourcing delivery to third-party apps like Grubhub and Uber Eats as a cost-saving measure in advance of the new law taking effect. More jobs lost, just with Pizza Hut alone. I remember back years ago, folks, when I was young and naive, just gotten married, when they increased the minimum wage to $2 an hour. I was all for it. I thought it was really great. Didn't dawn on me what it would mean overall in the economy. That's back in 1971 or thereabouts. And since 1971, the dollar has lost so much value, it's unbelievable. Gold in 1971, gold was $35 an ounce in 1971. A gallon of gasoline was 20 cents. 12 loaves of bread for a dollar. 12 lunch cakes for a dollar. Oh, yeah, I remember that. I do. Hamburger, 10 cents a pound. I wonder how much the dollar is devalued now compared to that. You figure it out. All because Nixon took us off the gold standard and he tried to stop anybody from raising price on anything for a long time. On what he called that, some kind of cost price freezing on goods across country. Nothing like it ever works, folks. It doesn't work. 4 in 10 Americans' financial situations worsened in the past 6 months. More than 4 in 10, or 41% of Americans, say their personal finances have worsened in the past 6 months, and new Rasmussen reports survey found. Additionally, 32% expect their personal finances to tank further, while 25% expect an improvement, and 36% expect conditions to stay the same, the survey found. Just 17% say their finances have improved in the past 6 months, and 30% say their situation has stayed about the same. Folks, it is what it is. Unless you're unbelievably wealthy to the point that you don't even think about spending money, then you've seen the pain and the hurt that's brought on people, this inflation, what it's done this country. Not to mention what all the other things have done, the illegal aliens, all these coming in. How else can I put it? Protect yourself. Call Melody, please, at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. I'm so thankful that I did that many years ago. I truly am. Back at the break, more to talk about. Don't go away. There's no turning back. Even while we sleep, we will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Talking away. I don't know what to say. I'll say it anyway. Today is another day to find you. Shine away. I'm coming for you, love. Okay. Take
on me. All righty, folks, you're back again. This is Pastor Butch Paul. I'm filling in today for Melody Cedarstrom. She's took the rest of the year off. You're back with us Monday. My goodness, I cannot believe. Oh, not Monday, Tuesday. Monday will be off also because that's New Year's Day. So I'll be back on Tuesday next year to join y'all and bring up the date on things. But, folks, again, whatever you can do to prepare yourself in every way possible, especially spiritually, make sure that you're a born-again believer in Jesus Christ. Make sure of that. Please. For eternity's sake, not just now. But also, make sure yourself, you're ready physically for what's coming up mentally also. Call Melody and talk to her at 800-375-4188. I think you'll find talking to Melody a very pleasant experience. I do. She's not at all high pressure. She's just Melody. You know, she's just like talking to one of your best friends. So give her a call and ask her about what you can do to prepare. I'm so thankful that I did that many years ago that if I get in a bind now, I drive two older model cars. They're still running fine. But if it gets in a jam where I have to do something, at least I could sell a few coins and buy something that is runnable. But these are things, folks, that you plan for and you think about it for the future. Plan for the future like you'll be here a long time. But prepare spiritually like you're leaving tomorrow. Is that fair enough? Now, this is something that is going to affect all of us, obviously. The cost of grain that feeds the world hits new 15-year high. Of course, that's food. But they don't count food for inflation, do they? Food and energy are not counted on inflation list. So no matter if it goes up 30%, 40%, it doesn't count, see? So I guess that means that really it doesn't matter to us either, does it? On Wednesday, the Rice Exporters Association revealed that the price of Thai white rice is 5% broken. A key Asian benchmark reached a new 15-year high. This surge is mainly attributed to increasing fears of global shortage due to damaging effects of the El Nino weather phenomenon on Asian farmlands and India's recent decision to restrict certain rice exports. Thai white rice, 5% broken, hit $6.59 a ton, the highest level since October 2008. Price of the staple food that feeds billions of people worldwide are up 50% since the start of 2022. Let me repeat that. The prices of the staple food that feeds billions of people worldwide are up 50% since the start of 2022. Wow. Chief Asia economist at HSBC Global Research, Frederick Newman, recently told clients that skyrocketing rice prices present hurdles for central banks combating high inflation. He drew parallel between the current surge in food prices and the one that rocked the world in 2008, noting that shortage fears are rising for the staple food that feeds billions of people. The memory of 2008 Asian food price scare sits deep, Newman wrote. 50% is unbelievable increase in a year, folks. A little over a year. 50%. And rice is a staple worldwide. When I was stationed in Southeast Asia during the Vietnam conflict, in Thailand and Vietnam and other places, rice was a food that fed those people. It's like potatoes are in America, I guess you say, is a filler food. But that doesn't stop there. Wheat rises as grain ship in Black Sea hit by mine. Let me repeat that. Wheat rises as grain ship hit in Black Sea by mine. The war in Ukraine has transformed parts of the Black Sea into a conflict area. Commercial vessels transporting agriculture goods from the bread basket of Europe have been caught in the crossfire. The latest maritime incident occurred on Wednesday when the Panama flag bulk carrier struck a mine in the Black Sea while sailing to a port on the Danube River to load grain, according to orders. Bloomberg shipping data showed that the Greek-operated VYSSOS, is possibly beached near the Danube Delta Biosphere Reserve. This could be because the captain is preventing the vessel from sinking after the blast. The sailing of the Vasos shows bulk carriers are still moving farm goods to and from Ukraine, despite the Russian Defense Ministry saying all cargo ships in the Black Sea bound for Ukraine are potentially military targets. This followed the end of the Russian-Ukraine Black Sea agreement brokered by Turkey, which ended over the summer that allowed cargo ships to sail along the corridor in the Black Sea to Ukraine. Wheat prices in Chicago are up 2.5% since the incident earlier this week. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, does it? 2.5%. $2.50 per $100. That's the beginning. What will it be next? Interesting, isn't it? You know, we're seeing an attack on many people, I guess you would call conservative, especially on Christians. The war on Christianity is increasing every day. I mean, hugely increasing every day. But the so-called conservatives in government and the politicians are being ridiculed more than ever. Well, conservatives swatted on Christmas, including Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene for the 8th time. Swatting is the action of making a prank call to emergency services in an attempt to bring about the dispatch of a large number of armed police SWAT officers to a particular address. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene was swatted for the 8th time on Christmas Day. In addition, MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, her boyfriend, and President Trump were recently the target of a demented death threat made by Ben McLean, whom police have not arrested, even though he threatened to shoot her in the head and skin her body. Wow. what Wall Street said this about President Trump or anybody, oh my. The FBI said that it is against the law for them to track down and make arrest in swatting instance. Green plans to introduce legislation to track down the swatters. Other conservatives who have been swatted recently include Republican Democratic Representative Brandon Williams, the parents of Jack Posobiec, pro-Trump ex-personality cat turd, and conservative-leaning commentator Sticks and Hammer 666. After Sticks posted a video analyzing the MTG and Posobiec swatting and recommended charges of attempted murder for perpetrators, he was swatted. Sticks said that the SWAT call was traced to a call center in Southeast Asia. Oh, my. Disagreement, yes. But there was a time in this country people would disagree without causing violence, threatening violence. But it's changing. It's changing so quickly. America as we knew it even 20 years ago will never, ever come back again. That's so sad. Back to some more financial news. Ethiopia defaults in payment of $33 million bond. Folks, the world is hurting financially. And, of course, the COVID scam-demic played a big part in bringing the world down financially. And it certainly has put a lot of hurt on a lot of people worldwide, and governments included. Ethiopia on Tuesday failed to make a $33 million coupon payment to its only international bondholders, becoming the third African country to default. And by the way, in the meantime, the West and the East are raping Africa for their natural resources while Africa is going broke. Both the West and the East are raping Africa. The African second most populous country had earlier this month announced that it may fail in making payment, having been under severe financial strain in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Additionally, the Tigray two-year civil war that ended in November 2022 has also been attributed to the default. It was due to make the payment on December 11th, but technically had up until Tuesday to provide the money as a result of a 14-day grace period clause written into the in the bond totaling $1 billion, a Reuters report says. Bondholders had not received payment received coupon payment at the end of Friday, December 22nd, the last international banking working day before the expiration of the grace period. The East African country joins two other African nations, Zambia and Guyana, in a full-scale common framework restructuring. Nations are feeling the pinch. And again, nations like Africa, African nations, wealthy as far as natural resources, but not able to reap the benefits of that because they're being raped by the West and East both. That's trying to steal the resources for themselves. Folks, that's a sad thing to say about a people that would do that. I don't care where they're from. It's been going on ever since the beginning. Greed, the love of money is still the root of all evil, period. So we can try to overlook it and pretend like, well, and turn our back to it. But people are suffering all over the world because of the empire we call the United States. And other nations around the world are doing the same thing. Xi Jinping vows any means to stop Taiwan seceding from China weeks before a major election. Gee. Another place heating up again. Taiwan is just over 2 weeks away from key elections, something increasingly attracting global media attention given fresh threats from Beijing. On Wednesday, China warned of further trade sanctions on Taiwan in the event the ruling party stubbornly commits to supporting independence. Now, the U.S. Canary is 2 weeks away. Will they vote for independence? I probably think they will. What's that going to bring forth? I don't know. Spokesman for China's Taiwan Affairs Office, Shen Benhua, has addressed a message to the ruling Democratic Party, DPP, saying that if the DPP authorities are determined to persevere, continue to stubbornly adhere to their Taiwan independence position, refuse to repent, we support the relevant departments of taking further measures in accordance with the regulations. Presidential and parliamentary elections will take place on January 13th, but Beijing has warned that the self-ruled island reunification is inevitable. Chinese leader Xi Jinping on Tuesday issued some of his strongest words on the issue thus far, vowing to use any means to prevent anyone from making Taiwan secede from China. Any means could mean what? Well, obviously trade sanctions, but what else could that mean? I wish I could sometimes see a little bit further in the future for a lot of reasons. But we're seeing things heat up all over the world. And I listened to another talk show host the other day, and the man is highly intelligent, and I respect him very, very dearly. I do. He said, but the third world war will not start in the Middle East. It will start in China. Well, this may lend some credence to what he said. If Taiwan and China go after it, the U.S. will get involved. Who else will get involved? And what's it going to lead to? You know, these are things that we shrug at because, that's on the other side of the world. You know, it's not going to affect us. Folks, we're watching the effects of the war in the Middle East. Already affects us financially when it comes to rice and wheat and oil. That's going to affect the oil prices eventually for sure. Right now, oil's staying, I guess you say, fairly low. But it's not going to last that way forever if things don't calm down in the Middle East. And from what Netanyahu says, it's not going to calm down anytime in the very near future. As a matter of fact, I have to say this, the arrogance of Israel is unbelievable in this battle. Israeli firm cashing in on war, pitches beachfront real estate and bombed out Gaza. Wow, that takes some nerve. Harry Sahev, an Israeli real estate developer, specializing in the construction of illegal settlements in the illegally occupied West Bank, proposed in an advertisement to build beachfront homes for Jewish colonists on top of the bombed-out ruins of Gaza following last week's practical preparation for Gaza settlement conference in Tel Aviv. The ad depicts an artist's rendering of luxury homes superimposed over the actual photograph of Gaza neighborhoods destroyed by Israeli attacks, which have killed nearly 20,000 people while displacing over 85% of the embattled strip of 2.3 million people since early October. Israeli Intelligence Minister Gilad Kamaliel has drafted a plan to forcibly expel Gazans into Egypt, Sinai Peninsula. Critics are calling Israel's action in Gaza genocide, and the Jewish Voice for Peace says plans for post-colonization is a war crime. Reports indicate that Israel wants to take the gas field off the coast of Gaza that is worth $500 billion. I don't want us to say, well, what can I add to that? What can I do to make that sound like anything's fair or even considered about the death and the destruction that's taking place in this war on both sides, I'm sure, but in this right now in the Gaza. Israel's already selling oil rights to this property. It's already, in all intents and purposes, in their mind at least, their land. There's just something not right about that. Would y'all agree? Something is not right about that. It's just greed beyond belief. And absolute callousness against what has happened to the people in Gaza. Already planned to build over their homes, and they robbed their resources. Wow. Back to break, folks. Don't go away.
Won't you lay it on the line? I need to hear it just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every heart is
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All right, folks, we're back, and this is the last segment for the broadcast of 2023 for Financial Survival. Again, 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Todd and I were discussing, that's our producer, of course, during the break about how obvious these things are with the battle in the Middle East. I mean, how obvious it is that what's going on here. And I said that if a retarded hillbilly and a Yankee can figure it out, anybody should be able to. So anyway, it's just amazing that how the world is kept dumbed down. And we show people the truth on these issues, whether it be this or the COVID hoax or whatever. You show them written proof and documented proof. It doesn't make any difference to them. They ignore it. And that's one of the reasons we're in this mess worldwide, but especially in this country where I live. Our willful ignorance and apathy has destroyed our nation. And this mostly to blame from behind the pulpits in a country that's become too cowardly, too apathetic, too absolutely callous to care enough to speak the truth. That's just the way it is. We are a nation thankful. This can never happen to us. We'll never see our home bombed. We'll never pick up the piece of our children out of the streets of a city where the bomb just went off. We'll never see the time when our children are begging for food. We don't have a thing to feed them. We'll never see that in America. No, it'll never happen to America. I have to repeat to you folks, what God did to Sodom and Gomorrah, he's going to do to America in spades. We'll move on now. Ukraine confirms retreat from key Donbass town. Ukrainian Commander-in-Chief Valery Zelensky has confirmed the retreat of his troops to the outskirts of Mariinka, a key Donbass town where Russian forces claimed victory on Monday after months of fierce fighting for their stronghold. Speaking at a press briefing on Tuesday, Zelensky announced a pullback of Ukrainian troops from Mariinka, located to the west of Donetsk. He likened the heavy fighting for the town in recent months to Ukraine's loss earlier this year of Anamuskik. This is exactly the same as it was in Bakhmut. Street by street, block by block, and our soldiers were being targeted, and the result is what it is, Zelensky said. This is a war, so the fact that we have now retreated to the outskirts of Mariinka and set up positions behind Mariinka in some areas is nothing that can cause any public outcry. Sadly, this is what war is like. But we haven't seen that here yet, have we? Don't worry about it. Super Bowl's coming up. Don't worry about it. And by the way, West Virginia just won a bowl game a couple of days ago. So, yeah, everything's fine. Even in the hills of West Virginia, everything's fine. We just won a bowl game. Don't worry about it. It's okay. I mean, that's the attitude of many, many people. And that's why our world's going to hell. Russia launches the biggest aerial barrage of the war and kills 30 civilians, Ukraine says. Russians launched 122 missiles and dozens of drones against Ukrainian targets, officials said Friday, killing at least 30 civilians across the country in what an Air Force official called the biggest aerial barrage of the war. At least 144 people were injured, an unknown number that were buried under rubble during the roughly 18-hour onslaught. Now imagine that, folks, 18-hour onslaught of barrage of missiles and drones. That is a long time to try to hunker down. A maternity hospital, apartment blocks, and schools were among the buildings reported damage across Ukraine. In the capital, Kyiv, broken glass and mangled metal littered city streets. Air raid and emergency service sirens wailed and plumes of smoke drifted into the bright blue sky. Katerina Avina, 72-year-old Kyiv resident, said she threw herself to the ground when a missile struck. There was an explosion, then flames, she said. I covered my head and got down in the street. Then I ran into a subway station. Unless God intervenes and America repents, that's coming to New York City soon, Los Angeles, California soon, Miami, Florida soon, Houston, Texas soon. It's coming. If America doesn't repent and change her ways, it's coming, folks. And I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad. I'm just telling like it is. I don't have the knowledge, the capacity, or the intelligence to lie to you like politicians do. I don't have that talent. Never did. I have to report what's coming in and share what's on my heart. I don't do a non-biased news broadcast. No one does a non-biased anything when it comes to opinion. Everyone is biased. Everyone has their own mode of thinking, their own standards to reason from. No one is unbiased on any issue. They may be indifferent, but they're not unbiased. These are things that we have to stop and think about, because when you listen to the news, don't think it's fair and balanced. Somebody wrote that, and their bias was in it. It cannot be helped. There's no such thing as a non-biased court or a non-biased jury. It's impossible, folks, because the theology of any individual, I don't know when I mean theology, I don't just mean Christianity, but the belief system of every individual in this world tends to move their thoughts in directions that they think are the best suited for themselves or maybe even others. But it's not non-biased. They built that thought process on something. So don't think you're going to walk into somewhere and find fair and balanced anything. And now, I am reporting this from a Christian worldview, not a humanist worldview, not a college worldview, but from a Christian worldview is how important this. I try to get to the truth behind it from the viewpoint of the Scriptures of God and His Word, and try to share as best I can from a Christian viewpoint what's happening in the world and how it's affecting all of us, and it's going to affect even more as time goes along. That's my job as a Christian, period, as a pastor for sure. I cannot report news without being biased in that direction. And I don't pretend to, I don't try to, so it is what it is. Putin forced to relocate ships in Crimea after Ukraine strikes. Russia has based its Black Sea Fleet in Crimea for 240 years. Now, President Vladimir Putin is at risk of losing the flagship naval hub as Ukraine steps up attacks in the occupied peninsula. The assaults have forced Russia to move its ships further from harm's way. Almost a decade after Putin annexed Crimea, from the goal of preserving the fleet's presence there in Kyiv, drew closer to the U.S. and Europe. No Crimean port is safe anymore for Russian warships, said Russian Pukhov, director of the Center for Analysis of Strategies and Technologies in Moscow. Ukraine has basically ejected a fleet from Crimea. I'm sorry, has ejected the fleet from Crimea. Russia strikes Ukrainian cities days after day. Warship hitting, so that even Ukraine is moving Russia's ships of occupied territory. Its latest attack by a cruise missile claimed a large Russian landing strip at the eastern Crimean port of Ferdusia on Tuesday. In all, Russia has lost at least 20 vessels, including warships, a submarine, and landing craft since Putin ordered the full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, according to the Ukrainian armed forces and the independent assessments by the open-source intelligence outlet Oryx. Wow. So Russia's taking her lumps too, isn't she? Yes, she is. And can you believe it's been almost 2 years since this thing started? Who would have thought would last this long? Who would ever thought would last this long? Let me share a good news story with you. I'll make a few more comments on this last broadcast for the year of 2023. A couple of years ago, maybe longer, I reported on this happenstance that took place here. But I want to tell you what's happened since this first originated some 8 years ago. 8 years ago, a grandma accidentally texted a young man she didn't know about Thanksgiving. They've gone from strangers to family to business partners. In 2016, Jamel Hinton got a text from an unknown number. Thanksgiving dinner is at my house on November 24th at 3 o'clock. Confused, he asked who the texter was. Your grandma, the mystery messenger replied. Hinton, then a teen, asked for a picture. Upon seeing a white woman who was not his grandma, he texted a photo of himself back. You're not my grandma, wrote Hinton, who is black. Can I still get a plate, though? In what has become known as one of the most wholesome viral moments on social media, the grandmother replied, of course you can. That's what grandmas do. Feed everyone. Hinton screenshot the text exchange and received widespread attention online. He took her up on her offer and drove from Tempe, Arizona to Mesa, Arizona to celebrate with her and her family. And he celebrated with them every year since. Jamel Hinton shares a text of the hilarious conversation. And folks, it's amazing what a blessing it turned out to be for everybody involved. Her name is Wanda Dinsch. And her accidental invitation to Thanksgiving dinner 8 years ago led to a years-long tradition between her and Hinton and a now classic holiday story online. From the viral text, Hinton grew a social media following and has shared updates about the relationship with Dinsch over the years. Some updates are happy. Hinton started dating a woman named Michaela, whom Dinsch welcomed to the Thanksgiving dinner, too. Some are sad. Dinsch's husband died from COVID-19 2020. So they got together that year in a smaller gathering to honor Lonnie. In 2023, Hinton announced on Thanksgiving Day that he and Dinsch had gone from family to business partners, launching an alkaline black water called Black MP, and they don't just hang out on Thanksgiving. He shared photos of them at events and dinners together at all times of the year. Wow, what a story so far. This is remarkable. I mean, this is the, if I can say, this year, like the past seven, Hinton took to social media to update the followers about his and Dench's holiday plan, which may include other people. To celebrate our eighth Thanksgiving together, we're partnering with Airbnb this year to host a couple extra seats at our table. He wrote on the Instagram, booking for our favorite holiday tradition opens on November 14th at 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, and the link is in our bios. Join us. I mean, what a beautiful story. Accidental meeting, right, between two strangers that's led to blessings of hundreds and hundreds of people. No matter what next year holds, whether we consider it good or bad, be sure and settle your life with Christ personally, but try to bless other people. Now, it doesn't have to be with things. If you have extra cash to bless somebody needs help, by all means, do it. If you can feed somebody, just like the grandma did with Hinton, feed them. That's all beautiful. That's wonderful. And that's such a blessing and so needed. But if you don't have things to give of yourself. Let people you know or don't know that you love them. Talk to them like you've known them for years. I love when I go into a restaurant to get to talk to a waiter or a waitress and share with them and tease them and pick with them and ask them questions. You'd be surprised how people were up to you just because you have a smile on your face. Took Marcia to a doctor's office Wednesday. Come out to check out, make another appointment. Three or four ladies in the office there, and they were all working hard. Not a smile on their face, they were busy. But I talked to them and joked with them a little bit, and folks, when left there, they were laughing and smiling. Let them know with a smile on your face that you care. If you're a born-again believer in Christ, let Christ speak through you in your words, your actions, your demeanor. Let it all come out that you actually care for these people. Just as Christ does, you do the same. Next year could be a very devastating year for a lot of people. But wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever chance you have, give somebody a smile. It doesn't cost you a penny. But the reward you're going to receive, in most cases, will outweigh anything you can imagine. Just give them a smile. When they speak to you, speak back in a loving way, in a warm way. Let them know that somebody around them actually cares about who they are. Share with them maybe some about yourself, but ask them questions and in a way that they know that you're not being rude or nosy. You just ask questions because you care. You'll be surprised at the lives you can touch and the moods you can change. And who knows what I could do for them if someone just, and that day, I actually cared enough to say hi to them and share their thoughts and their feelings with them. Who knows who you may change their lives just because somebody cared. Now, let's do that, folks. Let's do it over the weekend and in the New Year's. Let's take a stand that way. May God bless you. Have a wonderful New Year's. I'll see you next week. And so will Melody. Bye-bye.
Ain't it sad? Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a well.